Pennsylvania Ballet is concluding its season with a program of three pieces of contrasting styles that highlight the company's versatility and strengths. Peter Martin's Barber Violin Concerto features two couples dancing a series of pas de deux. Jerome Robbins' New York Export Opus Jazz, billed as a ballet in sneakers, recalls the choreographer's work in West Side Story. In between the two, choreographer-in-residence Matthew Neenan's world premiere Beside Them They Dwell, set to the music of Pierre Boulez. Artistic director Roy Kaiser says the program illuminates many of the company's artistic strengths and how it is constantly adapting to the ever-changing vocabulary of dance.
Seeing the company in a program like this program, as opposed to one of our full evening ballets, Swan Lake, or we just finished a very successful run of Peter Pan, seeing the company in a program like this really, in many ways, shows the strengths of the company, the diversity of the company, the various types of movement that the dancers are able to assimilate at a very, very high level. And I think also the personality of the company overall, and then you really get insight into many of the individual personalities within the company.
The second piece is the Matthew Neenan, the company commission.
Yes, it is. And Matthew's been with us for a number of years now. I believe this is his 13th commission for the company. He's chosen a very different score. It's Pierre Boulez. He's created a work that is very different from anything that he's done for us before, which I'm very excited about.
How much freedom do you give him? Because we get everything from pop music to jazz to...
I generally like to give choreographers, any choreographer that I commission, a very long rope. I like to give them a lot of freedom because I think it's important that they are following their creative instincts.
And how much editorializing are you doing then? I mean, has anybody come back to you with something and you've gone, I'm not sure?
Yes, at times I have. In this case, I didn't. And the one advantage that I have in working with Matthew is that he knows the company inside out. So he knows the strengths and the weaknesses of the dancers that he chooses to use. He also knows the programming. He is aware of my programming sensibility and what I try to accomplish. So before he even started to think about this ballet, he knew that it was going to be the middle piece on this program, and he knew what the first piece and the last piece were going to be. So I trust him with that. And he, I think, set out to do something that would be very different from the other two pieces, but would also complement them in certain ways. And first and foremost, I think, present an original point of view to the audience. And I also think that he's been very successful.
You talk about the fact that you're telling him what's on the program and asking him to write around that. How important is it to you as the curator of the program that each of the pieces speak to each other in the same way that, say, I don't know, a music director of an orchestra wants, you know, the individual pieces to often have a common theme?
Yeah, it's not always important to me that there's a theme, an overriding theme. I actually often program works together that have no direct relationship to one another, but there's still a flow to the evening.
Not jarred by the transition from one piece to the next.
Exactly. And this program, again, I think is a good example of that. And Matt made his work fit into that. Three very, very different works. I mean, the last piece on the program, the New York Export Opus Jazz, great title, is just that. It's jazz dancing. And, you know, it was created in 1958 by the legendary Jerome Robbins.
At the height of his powers.
It was done 1 year after he did West Side Story on Broadway. And you see a lot of that movement in this piece. He did this for the ballet stage.
How much has the likes of this Jerome Robbins piece, which I guess when it was created would have been seen more as contemporary dance rather than absolute classical ballet, how much is that now a part of the classical canon?
More than the specific movements of a work like this being more commonplace in the overall scope of repertoire today, I think what Mr. Robbins did, I think, and many other choreographers, Twyla Tharp is another one, that what they did is they just broke down barriers and they just opened the door for classical ballet choreographers then to try new things and not be so restricted by the pure classical vocabulary. They made it okay. They made it.
And is it a different part of the brain? When you're performing, I don't know, you say Twyla Tharp or maybe Paul Taylor or one of these people, is it like an opera singer trying to sing jazz? I mean, is it really you have to go to a different part of your artistic experience?
Absolutely. I think it is. You also, especially the choreographers that you just mentioned, you also need to be very classically trained to do this movement and to do it well. Because it was created on ballet dancers. Twyla Tharp did the same thing. She almost always worked with ballet dancers, even though her movement is very contemporary. So to have dancers that are not classically trained doing this movement is not impossible, and in some cases works extremely well, but I think it works best with classically trained dancers.
Pennsylvania Ballet Artistic Director Roy Kaiser. The company's season-ending production features the Barber Violin Concerto by Peter Martens, Beside Them They Dwell by Matthew Neenan with music by Pierre Boulez, and the company premiere of New York Export Opus Jazz by Jerome Robbins with music by Robert Prince. Final performances are this afternoon at 2, this evening at 8, and tomorrow afternoon at 2.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.